This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3760 for Friday, the 30th of December, 2022. Today's show is entitled Bookworm. It is part of the series Social Media. It is hosted by Aoka and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, this episode looks at a relatively new but promising alternative to Goodreads that is firmly in the
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio on another exciting episode, this time in our Better Social Media series. And what I want to do this time is talk about an application that I'm very interested in called Bookworm, and it's spelled B-O-O-K-W-Y-R-M. Now, this is a competitor, I think, to Goodreads, and I've talked about that before. I use Goodreads. It does certain things for me in terms of managing what is actually a fairly large library, mostly of ebooks. You know, it's okay, but it's owned by Amazon. You know, there's some incentive there to start looking for alternatives. And particularly something that's in the Fediverse is always attractive to me. And that's where Bookworm comes in. It's a, you know, as part of the Fediverse, it's completely decentralized. It uses the ActivityPub API and protocol. And the reason that matters is that any application that uses ActivityPub can communicate with any other application that uses ActivityPub. You could arrange to post things in Bookworm, and someone could follow them in Mastodon or Pleroma. And they could see your posts there. They could reply to them. They could share them. You know, all of the kinds of things that you would want to do. So there's a lot to like here. So to get started, you go to joinbookworm.com, and I've put the link in the show notes for you, and click the Join Bookworm button. Now, as with all federated media, you have to pick an instance to get hosted on. Remember that the virtue of federation is that there is not a centralized server that everyone is on, but instead a whole lot of servers that communicate with each other. And that is what the ActivityPub protocol facilitates. So your first decision will be to pick an instance. There are several of these. Some of these are in languages other than English. I saw one in Lithuanian, which I think is wonderful. I don't speak Lithuanian. I probably never will. I'm still all I can do to learn Spanish. I saw one that was private, and you had to request an invitation. Yeah, okay, let 1,000 flowers bloom, as far as I'm concerned. And again, being decentralized means you can have all kinds of options without causing problems. Also, like all federated media, each instance can have its own set of policies. These mostly can be summed up as act like a jerk and we kill your account, which doesn't bother me particularly. But you might want to look for what they have as a written code of conduct. Most Fediverse instances have one, although some of them might just say, hey, we don't care what you do. So to each their own. Now, to see what each instance requires, click the Learn More button for that instance when you are on the Instances page. Now, right now, honestly, there are not a lot of instances. This is still a fairly young project, but it looks promising to me. One thing I noticed was several highlighted instances. They don't guarantee anything in terms of uptime, and that it is up to you to back up your data. Now, personally, when I write a review of a book I have read, I also post it on a blog on my website, and that is my backup. Now, I'm a strong believer in having my own website and controlling my content that way, instead of relying on a social media site to do it. Now for some of the technical details. The Bookworm Project is hosted on GitHub, and I've put a link there, and uses some pretty standard technologies like Django, PostgreSQL, and of course ActivityPub on the back end, and Docker and Nginx for the server. It also connects to Open Library for book information. Now, Open Library is itself a project at the Internet Archive that aims to be a library catalog that includes building towards a web page for every book ever published. Note that the Open Library also lends out electronic copies of books, although that has been a subject of controversy, with the Authors Guild suing them, claiming it is nothing more than a flagrant violation of copyright law. Now, the use of ActivityPub means you can post a book review on your Bookworm instance and have it flow to your Mastodon feed. Then someone who follows you on Mastodon can read and post a response that flows back to Bookworm. And of course, if you're on one instance and you have a friend on a different instance, you can follow each other, read, respond, and so on. Now, right now, as I write this, it looks like there are about 11 contributors to the project. So, as I said, it's still pretty early. But that means you could, if you wish, get involved and help shape the direction of the project. Now, how do you join? You get on a server. Or set up your own. All right? If you are sufficiently capable, technically. And things like Django and Nginx and Docker are things you're thoroughly familiar with, it would probably be easy for you to set up your own server if you wished. I'm not actually that technically capable. So what I did was I went looking for an instance to join. So I went to the site, and bookworm.social looked like it was the largest instance, and it was self-described as the flagship instance. So I decided I would try that because I figured that would give me the best look at how it works. Just click a join button, put in a username, email address, password, and submit them, and then you get an email back with a link to confirm your email address. Very, very standard kinds of stuff. Now, once you've confirmed your email address and logged in, you are invited to create a profile, add some books, and find people to connect with. Since this is a federated application using ActivityPub, they don't even have to be on Bookworm. I could just add some of my friends from Mastodon or PixelFed, which are two other ActivityPub applications I am using. However, this might just result in seeing everything twice. I found that when I added my Mastodon friends to PixelFed, I saw all of their photos on Mastodon and again on PixelFed. Of course, there may be a setting that I've missed that would make that a little easier to deal with. In any case, I decided to try a slightly different approach. First, I posted on Mastodon looking for anyone I know there who may be on Bookworm. Then I noticed when I added the book I am currently reading that it had been reviewed and rated by another Bookworm user. So I clicked on their profile and requested an ad. Yeah, I might make a new friend or two this way. I also posted about this on Diaspora, which I also use, though it is not an ActivityPub application, unfortunately. I wish it was, but you know, it is what it is for the moment. Now, adding content, right? And that's the first step. I added the book that I'm currently reading, which is called Hero of Two Worlds by Mike Duncan, you know, if you're curious about what I read. But I have a bunch of books I have already read that are on Goodreads, and I can copy that content. Now, this is where I have to prepare by creating some shelves. Now, shelves is used metaphorically, of course, because we are used to putting physical books on physical shelves. Really, what we're talking about are tags or labels. Any book can have multiple of these shelves. So the three default shelves are Want to Read, Reading, and red. And that's okay. But I've used custom shelves for a variety of other things in Goodreads. First, I have ebooks from multiple sources. Some I've bought from places like Google Books, Amazon, Kobo, and Nook. And I do have a few physical books still. Some others I got as ebooks, like directly from the author, such as Michael W. Lucas's books, or from a story bundle or a Kickstarter. I also like to indicate the genre. I have lots of books in history, science fiction, music, politics, and so on. You know, those happen to be my main interests. So to meet my needs, I really have to have those custom shelves. It is now easy to do. There is a button on your homepage to do this. 6 months ago, when I first looked at Bookworm, it was not easy to do. And this is a good thing, because, as I'm saying, this is an actively developed project. If you don't see something you want right now, you can ask for it, or maybe in a few months it'll just show up. Now, the next thing the Bookworm offers is to import from a CSV file. And that happens to be how you can export from Goodreads. So if you wanted to switch, you could. Why would you want to switch? Well, as I said, Goodreads is now owned by Amazon. Now, that can be good if all or most of your content is on a Kindle, as it allows for pretty good integration. But I suspect that for some people, at least, Amazon is a dirty word, and not using Amazon is important. So you do have a path to switch. That said, at the time I'm writing this, which is in April of 2022, and yes, I work a lot ahead on these things, so it's coming out on Hacker Public Radio a lot later than when I first wrote it. But at that point, the import function still had some issues. Maybe by the time this comes out, they'll have solved those issues. And that can add to the work of moving things. Now, I have to point out, I have a ridiculous number of books on my Goodreads account, which may contribute to the problem. But when I tried to import my entire collection, which is about 1,800 books, about 60 failed to import for some reason. In many cases, I'm not quite sure why, Bookworm offered The Fellowship of the Ring as an alternative to the book I actually had. Why that one? I don't know. But there were at least 15 different books for which Bookworm suggested Fellowship of the Ring. When Bookworm doesn't have a book listed, you have to add it. Now, I've run into this because some of the books I like come from smaller publishers. Like, as I mentioned, I buy books from Michael W. Lucas, who self-publishes all of his stuff. And sometimes Bookworm will have the book, but not the particular edition. Now, when I run into that, I try to be a good citizen and add the information. But then my wife says I was meant to be a librarian. And given her track record, I'm going to think she's probably correct. She usually is. Now, overall, what's my impression? Bookworm is not quite mature enough at this moment to replace Goodreads for my uses. But as I said, it's being actively developed. I've seen major features added over the last 6 months or so. So what I did is I made a small cash donation to the developer, and I'll keep following this project. And I'd encourage all of you to check it out as well. So this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off and encouraging everyone to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.